Dave, what was it like near the Capitol?
I'm Ken Dumpy.
And Inauguration Day ended with fireworks and song.
The job of dismantling inaugural security fencing and barriers is underway. I'm Dick Giuliano.
Which COVID case numbers could influence reopening Prince George's County schools? I'm Christy Kane.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Foo Fighters, part of a star-studded list of performers for an inauguration event at the Lincoln Memorial, which included Bruce Springsteen, John Legend, and Demi Lovato. Shortly after being sworn in as the 46th president of the United States, Mr. Biden said unity is crucial to moving forward.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says it has been an inauguration unlike any in recent history.
The nation's first female vice president shared a friendly word with her predecessor, their first real conversation since the election, as control of the so-called nuclear football changed hands from the 45th president to the 46th. As part of a scaled-down inaugural parade, President Biden and the First Lady walked part of the route, Pennsylvania Avenue, lined mostly with police.
President Biden has already signed executive orders including a mask mandate for federal properties and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. The post-inauguration festivities included a traditional presentation of gifts to the new president and first lady. Senator Mitch McConnell presented flags.
The Star-Spangled Banner is our greatest symbol of our endurance, of the American idea. It flies over this building on triumphant days and on tragic ones, over all factions and all parties.
President Biden is promising an aggressive battle against COVID-19. That's what California officials want to hear. CBS's Chris Martinez in Los Angeles.
California health officials say a new variant of the virus that showed up in July but stayed dormant until November may be what's been driving the surge there.
Los Angeles County, the nation's largest, started vaccinating people 65 and older today.
Five vaccination supercenters opened in Southern California yesterday, but there's concern they will soon run out of shots.
Three National Guard members are dead after a helicopter crash in western New York. The Black Hawk medevac helicopter was on a training mission. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter says there were no survivors.
It's a very limited initial crash site, if you will, but there is debris fields going over what I describe as a few city blocks right now, you know, hundreds of feet in each direction. That could be upon impact or that could have been prior to the crash. We don't know. That's not our expertise.
This is CBS News.
WTOP at 1203. Good Thursday morning, January 21st, 2021. We're looking at morning flurries turning into rain showers, low of 30s by daybreak. I'm Dean Lane. Thanks for joining us this early morning. Topping the news as we ride into this midnight hour together Thursday morning. For the most part, people heeded the advice to stay off D.C. streets on Inauguration Day. But there were several small pockets of people who made their way to the Capitol to celebrate.
Small groups of people here for Inauguration Day as a drum corps showed up behind us near the north side of the Capitol. Otherwise, very small numbers of folks showing up because many were told to stay away, one because of security reasons and the other because of COVID-19. We spoke to one man who lives in the Noma neighborhood talking about all this security.
I think it's okay. I think we feel safer. I think everyone did a really good job.
And those who did show up took pictures with their Biden signs with the Capitol as a backdrop. Near the Capitol building, Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
WTOP News time now, 12:04. We are learning two arrests were made near the security perimeter for the inauguration on Wednesday. Mayor Muriel Bowser in D.C. The office there says the arrest by federal law enforcement was for weapons charges. The first made at 17th and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest for unregistered ammunition. And someone else was arrested apparently at 19th and H Streets Northwest for having a BB gun. This is a developing story. We'll have more on that as it comes our way this morning. All you need to do is the usual. Keep your dial right where it is, 103.5 FM and WTOP.com. With the nation's 46th president moved into the White House now, work is underway to dismantle much of the inaugural security fencing and traffic barriers in downtown D.C.
Just hours after President Joe Biden took the oath of office, crews began tackling the job of returning downtown streets to some semblance of normal.
So what you'll see is that some of the barriers and the fencing will kind of be moved out of the way, out of the roadways.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Falcicchio, says crews are working on the major streets east to west, starting near the Capitol, and progress will be made throughout the day.
We do expect that people to be able to traverse downtown as they normally would come Friday morning.
The National Mall will remain closed on Thursday. Falcicchio expects a lingering presence of National Guard troops in the days and weeks ahead. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:05. In other news this Thursday morning for you, D.C. is opening up more appointments for older residents to get their first COVID vaccine shots. D.C. Health says starting at 9 a.m. this morning, Thursday morning, about 2,200 new appointments will become available for residents 65 years old and older who live in priority zip codes or healthcare workers. Those priority zip codes cover most of wards 1, 4, 5, 7, and 8. You'll need to register online or by phone. Because demand for the vaccine is so high right now, those appointments are expected to fill up quickly. The Prince George's County school system believes it might be able to begin transitioning back to in-person learning by the spring, depending upon what happens with COVID-19, of course.
Lots of factors will be weighed, but COVID considerations that could possibly trigger a Prince George's transition toward in-person learning include a new daily case count of 91 or lower. It's now 468, and a rolling 14-day average for new daily cases lower than 10 per 100,000 residents. For perspective on how soon that might happen, the number per 100,000 now is more than 51 versus the desired 10 or lower. Christy King, WTOP News.
Now, Prince George's County Public Schools are trying to reopen by Monday, February 1st. The people in charge of the school system are urging every employee to get vaccinated. Of course, this plan could be delayed if infection rates remain high, as you might imagine. If they resume in-person learning this spring, they expect to return small groups of students, such as specific grade levels and specific special education, using the hybrid model. Stay tuned. WTOP at 12:07 Thursday morning. D.C. residents are used to seeing the nation's transfer of power on their doorstep, but this time, many were waiting with a greater sense of expectation.
Mary Morrison was riding her bike home in Tacoma Park, D.C., and said that during her workday, she tuned in to the presidential inauguration.
I just felt this sense of, so far so good, and just a sense of hope. Possibility for all types of, for us to come together as a country.
Morrison said she was also